We're going to get more next on the defamation case being taken by the former Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams against the BBC. The case relates to an episode of the Spotlight current affairs programme which focused on the death of Dennis Donaldson. Now, Mr. Donaldson was a former Sinn Féin official who was shot dead months after admitting he had been an informer for the police and MI5. Mr. Adams alleges he was defamed in a 2016 Spotlight programme which he says falsely claimed that he sanctioned the killing of Mr. Donaldson. We can speak next to our reporter Maggie Doyle, who was in court this morning. Maggie, Gerry Adams started to give evidence yesterday. What did he say today?
Well, yeah, so today Gerry Adams picked up, I suppose, on where he left off yesterday. He was asked by Mr. Justice Alexander Owens to summarise how he became involved in the political movement. Mr. Adams said it began with helping families who had become refugees after fleeing their homes from parts of Belfast. This is, of course, in the early 1970s. He described how he supported many with his community activism and how that was something he was very proud of. Asked for more details from his counsel, Declan Doyle, SC, Gerry Adams then described how he had been arrested, how he was beaten unconscious, and how he was interned in Longkesh prison. And then he became emotional when he talked about the hunger strikers. And he said, it's very difficult, he said, for people my age to talk about this. And he had experience of meeting a lot of those hunger strikers. He described how during the long summer of 1981, many people were killed, including prison officers, soldiers and IRA volunteers. But he said 10 men died on the H block, and he said that was something that shouldn't have happened. He said his central focus became about the political movement that was Sinn Féin and how he wanted to build it as a party to have an electoral strategy that would show people that there was an alternative to violence.
Mr. Adams has, of course, denied any involvement in the killing of Dennis Donaldson. He was asked about Dennis Donaldson today.
That's right, yes. Yeah. So there was a further long description then about the peace process and how Sinn Féin were involved in the Good Friday Agreement. Mr. Adams told the High Court how Dennis Donaldson was an administrator in the party who worked in an office within Stormont. And he described then how he was arrested in 2002 for allegedly running a spy ring. Now, again, questioned and probed by his senior counsel, Declan Doyle, Mr. Adams described how those charges were dropped in November 2005, but it was following that then that Dennis Donaldson was told by the PSNI that he was about to be revealed as a spy. Mr. Adams then described how in his position as the then president of Sinn Féin, he told a member of the party executive to find out the truth and to ask Dennis Donaldson about this, and then that Mr. Donaldson admitted he had been an agent. Mr. Adams then described how Mr. Donaldson was dismissed from the party. And then, of course, as we know, Mr. Donaldson was found shot dead at a cottage in County Donegal in April 2006. And Gerry Adams told the court today he was shocked when he found out that it was actually the then British Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Peter Hain, who told him. And Mr. Adams said he was shocked that Mr. Donaldson was found dead in a place where he had been, as he described, exposed, because a Sunday newspaper had reported a picture of Mr. Donaldson at that property. Now, you mentioned the Spotlight documentary, Rachel. That's the 2016 Spotlight programme that this case is all about, which Mr. Adams says falsely claimed that he sanctioned the killing of Mr. Donaldson. And that documentary, we understand, is going to be shown this afternoon in the High Court to the jury of 12. So the seven men and seven women on the jury will be able to see the documentary. We don't know if it's going to be shown in full or not, but the case will continue here now after about 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Maggie, thank you very much. Our reporter Maggie Doyle will have more for you on the news at one after a quick break.